Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ted Olander. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Frank Baker. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Dunning. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Dunning. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third. The first baseman, John Briggs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tommy Machick. Batting 7th. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Bob Heisa. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jim Slayton. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. And now, play ball. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Machick fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss takes first base on ball four. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald bunts in front of the plate. Fosse fields it and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to second. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0. Brewers. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal takes first base on ball four. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Machick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. Cardenal steals third. Tommy Machick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Machick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. It's 3-0, Brewers. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Machick moves to second. Steve Hargan now pitching. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heisa for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Fosse reaches second base with a double. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fosse scores. It's 3-1, Brewers. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baker moves to second. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan bunts towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. Baker moves to third. Leon moves to second. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Briggs scoops it up and throws to first, with Slayton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Slayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slayton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harper strikes out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-0 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bevacqua scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Briggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pinson for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Slayton, and towards Theobald, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Chambliss moves to second. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fosse takes first base on ball 4. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Briggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cardinal takes first base on ball 4. Briggs moves to second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Briggs scores. Cardinal moves to second. It's 4-1, Brewers. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Matchick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardinal scores. May moves to second. It's 5-1, Brewers. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baker. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. May scores. Matchick goes all the way around to score. Rodriguez moves to third. It's 7-1, Brewers. Mark Bullinger now pitching. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0-for-1 in the game. Hisa hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rodriguez tags and scores. One out. It's 8-1, Brewers. Jim Slayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slayton is 0-for-1 in the game. Slayton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bevacqua scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 0-for-1 in the game. Bevacqua hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bullinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bullinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hisa fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matchick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-1 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon misplays the ball. That's an error on Leon. Theobald moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Cardinal hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bevacqua scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Briggs scoops it up and throws to first, with Slayton covering, for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fosse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nettles moves to second. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Matchick hits a fly ball into left field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Heise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heise is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Heise hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leon takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0-for-2 in the game. Bebakwa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matchick fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mark Bullinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bullinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bullinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Briggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bullinger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Slayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slayton is 0-for-2 in the game. Slayton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bebakwa reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-2 in the game. Theobald hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harper moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harper moves to third. Theobald moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May takes first base on ball 4. Harper scores. Theobald moves to third. Briggs moves to second. It's 9-1, Brewers. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Matchick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Indians won. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell now playing left field. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Pinson reaches second base with a double. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pinson moves to third. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chambliss strikes out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matchick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. John Lowenstein now playing center field. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hisa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Slayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slayton is 0-for-3 in the game. Slayton hits a line drive towards short. Leon catches it and throws to first to double up Hisa. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baker hits a line drive into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Leon takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 0-for-3 in the game. Bevacqua hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Mark Bullinger. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Farmer now pitching. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Theobald takes first base on ball 4. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Briggs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Cardinal hits a fly ball into left field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Indians 1. the Indians will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Olander hits a pop-up towards short. Heisa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Matchick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.